Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie, and catch up on free rego across the entire Tiguan range until the end of June. Treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Thursday night footy comes to town. That means only one thing, that the Rush Hour goes to the mountain. We go down here live from Adelaide Oval ahead of the big clash tonight. The Hawks taking on the red-hot Adelaide Crows. I welcome the one and only, the man that patrolled this great arena with just the skill, the audacity of a big beast of a lion. Black Rhino himself, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. No white shorts tonight. You're at home, son.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Great to be here. What a magnificent venue. Every time I come down here, I'm not surprised.
Can I just interrupt? I know you're on a great little roll here. Is that your phone that's just playing something in the background?
No.
Have a look.
No.
It's mine.
You better need an apology for that.
That is a massive apology. Sorry, I just heard one and I couldn't quite get it. Welcome.
Elite standards. G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Great to be here again. Hey, well, look at the venue. Look at the surface. Look at it. Look at the surrounds.
Open the window. Smell it.
No, well, like, mate, but do we like Thursday night footy?
I've had enough.
You're calling tonight.
Yep.
But this is the last one of the Thursday night experience.
Tonight, cold weather. It'll get dewy in the second half. Yeah. I just worry about, and we've been very lucky this year, Juice, with the weather. We've been having such a mild winter in the sense that we've had no rain. So AFL and all the teams that have been involved, especially here at Adelaide Oval, have been a little kissed. But I don't know. I just reckon it's a bit late in the year for mine. Because generally we're in the middle of winter. Yeah. You need that warmer months, or closing in on September when it's starting to get a little bit warmer again and the days get a bit longer.
Well, we'll get 45,000 plus here tonight.
Without question. Boys, without question. Right, a big show. Thursday's BT. Brian Taylor, 5'10", lock it in. He is up and about today. We've touched base. Did the stupid thing of just suggesting maybe something we talk about. Well, that went for about 30 seconds, that phone call, didn't it? Oh, my good. Hey, we'll recap State of Origin last night with the Maroons just coming out of nowhere to cause one of the biggest upset Game 2 wins you have ever seen. I may have turned off at half time.
No, well, I didn't. I was moving it to the TV.
Juice needs help, family. Issues at home. Noises in the night. That's right, I said it. Noises in the night at the little old love shack of Juice down there. Brownlow votes? Should we explore a greater equity, more awards for different people other than just one Brownlow? And, of course, AFLX. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming in September.
I love it.
All the teams that don't play finals. Have a listen to Jazz and I go head-to-head in about 10 minutes' time. But up next, we need to talk Crows. Got an idea about Rory Sloane and what Dom Pike can do if the tagging woes continue. It's the Rush Hour live from Adelaide Oval. Phones are now on silent.
Yeah.
Jazz and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M's 10 grand no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
Oh, you're kidding.
10K.
I think I've heard this song today.
We guarantee to repeat a song in June if we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6 no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker, mtford.com.au.
Triple M.
Rush Hour, Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. They got free rego across the entire Tiguan range for the month of June. Jars and Louie live from Adelaide Oval this afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy from 6:30 tonight. The Hawks are in town to take on the Adelaide Crows. Crows just won change juice. Luke Brown back in after that fractured cheekbone injury. Riley Knight, a little unlucky to find himself out of the team once again.
I don't know if he's unwell. I think he might be a bit sore, I don't think he got dropped. I think he's just a bit sore.
All righty, cool. Which means a great thing too for Jono Beach. Keeps his spot in the side and maybe seat warming for little Mitchie McGovern. But good luck to Jono again. Let's hope he can kick a couple tonight. Hawks, some big names in. Grant Birchall, Luke Hodge, Luke Bruce, Ryan Schoenmakers. That's his first game since round one, Schoenmakers.
Yeah.
Clearly in for Gibson to play centre half back, I would have thought there. Yep. Out for them go Whitecross, Cade Stewart, Gibson with a groin. And Cousins, three of those boys are omitted.
Still, there's some talent in that Hawthorn side. There's some four-time premiership players lurking in that side, Luke.
I'll correct you. There's names. There's good names that have done good things and individuals that have been able to fly off the back of a few superstars. As you all know, top five, super important. If your top five play well, the majority of the boys can get along for the ride because they're taking care of the business. And that's the Hawks' biggest issue this year, that the top two or three were punted. A couple of injuries and a few other boys getting a little bit older. A few of the second tier got exposed. Maybe not top tier material at the end of the day, just playing roles in really good teams and well drilled and well coached teams, mate.
I like Ryan Burton, number five for Hawthorn.
Has had a great year, an outstanding year, and there's a kid who went across as a forward who is just playing unbelievably great footy across halfback. Super smart, great user of the ball. Going to be a good game tonight. Hawks will be up and about for a little while. Clarko, always a man with a plan. Yeah. Can't wait to see what he brings tonight to try and get his team or make his team really competitive for the majority of the night. Admitted during the week, finals are off the agenda. Mm. That doesn't mean you can't cause damage and stir the pot a little bit. So intrigued to see what happens with Rory Sloane tonight and Dom Pike.
So
what he's doing.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I reckon
Clarko don't have a heavy tag.
Well, Clarko's come out and said there's three of all blokes that can share the role. Liam Shields will tag him first up if he's going to tag. Yeah. That's his tagger, and that's what he'll run with. If Sloane struggles again tonight under a tag, a couple of things I would really like to see. One, play him on a wing for a while. Just let him work. He's such a workhorse going up and down.
Okay.
And it's a different proposition when you're starting outside the square yards. It's a different mindset, and the bloke then has to be able to run with you, not stop you, body you up, getting the ball. The thing Sloane's had issues with is get the physicality around the stoppage.
Yeah.
If he's not in that situation and he can sit back off it as a winger and get a bit
get
more
on
motion,
get on the ball.
I think that could work.
Yeah,
like, and the one thing I'd love to see right at the start, if somebody picks him up, I'd like to see him just walk out of the guts, walk down to full forward, just tell Eddie, Charlie, Tex, JJ, the boys, get out, go and stand in the square, spit into his hands, rub them together and go right, because he's such a really good mark for his size.
Slaney.
And I think just for something different, and I know Pikey probably won't try it first up, but I'd like to see it happen if he's not getting a kick. And the other way too, like we've already suggested, if things are tight, get him back, play behind the footy.
Yeah.
Sit with a man behind the footy and help your defensive backs out and take a couple of kick-ins. Kick it to yourself or get a couple of little cheap run buys. But just work your way in early, and that way then he's all team orientated, which he always is.
Well, he is. He's selfless, and but the focus is for the boys. I think their biggest issue is the first quarter fast start. They got to get out of the blocks. That first 12 minutes, you'll see a sign that they're ready to play footy mentally and physically.
I'll give you something else that I reckon we'll see first up, and it happened the last time these two teams met.
Yep.
I reckon Clarko's instruction is, and the big one for them is getting their hands on it first. I don't think contested footy. Adelaide number one. If they can get their hands on it, I reckon we'll see honouring the short, sharp pass.
They'll hit up.
All the time, every single time. Turn around, bang. Yeah. So Adelaide can't get the footy, and they'll play at a speed that's not super fast because Crows and Power love it really quick here because that's how they feed off turnover. Yep. If Hawthorn can play with that tempo that we've seen for the back-to-back-to-back flags, that just might cause Adelaide to just, A, you don't get any footy, so you can't hurt them on the scoreboard, and B, when you do get it, you might get a bit panicky and go, hang on, I've got to make something really good happen as opposed to something basic.
Crows 10 goals for me anyway.
In these conditions, it's a big call. It was something earlier today in our show meeting, you said, I'm not putting a number on it.
I can't help it, Lou. I'm down here. I know. I can smell the liniment.
It's in your nostrils, isn't it?
I can smell it, Lou.
Crows by 10 goals. That means it's going to be awfully close, family, I think. Awfully close tonight, Murph.
Oh, dear.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
AFLX, Juice, we've touched on it, we've spoken about it in the lead-up. AFL has confirmed that AFLX, which is the shorter scaled-down version of Australian football, will begin on the weekend after round 23. Games will involve teams that do not make the finals and be played on a soccer-sized ovals, and it is all about seven aside with three on the bench, designed to be the AFL's answer to 2020 cricket. Exciting. Ready to rock and roll, watch high-paced, high-scoring skills of Australian rules on display.
Love the concept. Love the idea that the AFL are going to have a bit of a look at it this year. I reckon it'd be fantastic for the players that don't play in finals football.
Game consists of four 10-minute quarters, and there are no centre bounces. Instead, players kick in from fullback after a goal. Now, they're exploring this with the clubs and have contemplated incentives to play and prize money.
Good. Put some prize money out there, Lou.
The most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Here we go. Why don't you like it? Why don't you like the concept?
I'm about to tell you, if you'd shut up for a minute. I like the concept. I like AFLX.
So why don't
we've discussed putting it on in September. as soon as the season finishes, is not going to get any club excited whatsoever. In particular, the teams that don't make the finals, because you're going to have substandard teams and players. Everybody is booked in for surgery. Everyone is on Mad Monday. Everybody is booking airfare tickets to head out of the country and have their break. No one's interested
in
playing, least of all the clubs who can't even get and release the players for State of Origin football. So how do you think the AFL is going to get them to hand
out? You don't think the AFL have made contact with all these clubs to show some interest and they've got, 100%, we're on board?
They would agree to it because the AFL feeds them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they'll go, yeah. And when it rolls around, have a guess who's going to play. Number 38 in the list, number 39 in the list, the four rookies and a couple of blokes that are okay.
What's wrong with that?
You're not showcasing it. You're putting the worst teams on display, not even the teams in the finals.
Oh, 14.
Right? The worst teams on display. No one's going to play because they won't risk injury. They won't want it. They're booked in. They're hanging on for dear life to get to the end of the season anyhow. Then at least the next thing they're going to do is turn around and go, I'm going to go play exhibition games. You're not giving it the best chance to succeed. You know where it has to go. We've had this discussion. It's a pre-season concept in summer with your kid off in the crowd, drinking a few beers, taking the family along and being involved and watching a high-scoring shootout. That is outstanding. That's exactly what we want.
I like it where it's put because you're involved in finals football. You're still participating. You're still out there. You're involved. Yeah. And then once the grand finals finish, then we can put the boots away and then do pre-season. One gives us stuff about pre-season competition.
You are cutting into the recovery time of all the teams. Their start date, the reason you miss the finals is you're not good enough.
That's why.
So you've got to get to work on worrying about the big picture, and that is getting ready, recovering, having off-season surgeries.
But, Lou,
go and doing all your
stuff. It'd be great for the fans to stay involved in the competition while the other eight sides play finals. At least they can still go out there and watch their football side playing a brand-new concept, fast pace, 10 minutes, elite skills.
You know what I've always thought? It crosses my mind every September, every year. There's just not enough going on in the footballing world. There is just not enough happening for mine when finals roll around.
Throw some cash out there, honestly, and, mate, the boys will stand up and play, Luke.
The clubs won't let them. I can tell you right
you
now.
Do you want to bet on this?
I'm going to make you call these games.
No!
Because you won't even know who's playing. They'll be grabbing top-ups like Adelaide Reserves will be. There'll be
balls bounce, Brody Smith, Hamilton, Greville, Deacons.
There will be assistant coaches, water boys, trainers, because they're the only ones that are going to be allowed to play.
Bring it on,
stupid
Simon.
Concept. The concept is great. The timing is just ridiculous. Just jamming
on. Come on, mate. Get involved.
Just put the dodgy legend game on, put something else on, and now throw this into September when September is all about. What was the catch cry last year about excellence, about greatness? September is greatness.
Bring it on.
Oh, September is greatness. By the way, you can get a mock game on a soccer pitch with a game of nuff-nuffs running around trying to get a kick.
I love
kicking
it.
From fullback.
Mate, I'm going to play.
You'd love it because you think you're playing for gays or bees. That's where you're at. The worst idea I've ever bloody heard.
Good stuff.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
BT is rocking the Rush Hour. Brian Taylor about 10 past five. With Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Righto, Juice, you need a little bit of help. Happening at home.
Yeah.
I love how you bring me and the family in because, I mean, a problem halved is a problem solved in our lives, isn't it? All right, let's go.
Now, look, the last three or four nights, during the night, about 3 or 4 in the morning, we're hearing noises. Now, it's not Mum and I.
Right,
I'll make that very clear, family.
Yeah.
All right, upstairs.
I've seen you. You're not a nocturnal.
In the Palais.
You're not a nocturnal animal.
No, I'm not. But there is activity happening in the cavity walls, Lou.
Oh, dear.
Making a lot of noise, having a bit of a party, laughing at us.
Well, can I give you this? Did you see the story just the other day of a man who was just trying to replace and hang a TV? He put an alarm clock in the wall because he went to use the length of the alarm clock and went and he set the alarm for a certain time. So when it went off, he was going to listen to it and he goes, right, that's where I'll drill. That's the exact spot.
Lou.
Well, it sat in there for 13 years. I kid you not. And I'm sorry to hijack your story. 13 years and around about, give or take on the time, around 7:20 p.m. every night it went off.
Oh, no.
For at least a minute or so until he finally had enough of it and he just cut a hole in the wall.
Good on him. Well, I'm getting close to that.
Right.
Because it's just, It's getting to a stage now. There is animals.
What type of sounds?
Well, there's scratching and there's nibbling and there's chatting and there's love making. Mm. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Cue the Barry White.
Yeah. So I'm close to getting a sledgehammer or a shotgun and put some holes in the wall.
A few pellets.
I'm telling you, it's I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I should go in the roof myself.
Ooh.
And I'm a bit hesitant to get up there, Lou.
Rainwater tank.
Everything's in there. And if I fall through the ceiling.
Engineering.
So something's going on. I don't know if it's possums. I don't know if there's bird life in there. Maybe the rats. Maybe a small kitten's got stuck, Lou. I don't know.
Could be a small child.
I need help, family.
So
give me some advice.
Have you got a manhole anywhere
nearby? I've got a manhole. And Maz is going, get up there and have a look now.
Are you doing any tapping?
Yeah, I did.
Not on Maz's shoulder, but I did. On the wall.
The other night I was tapping with a baseball bat and she's going, what are you doing? You're putting holes in the wall and the ceiling.
Dear.
Oh, no.
I got
ripped. So there you go.
Any odours coming with it?
Not yet.
Au revoir, de ferro. No,
and no? I'm nervous to put some rat sack up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the little varmints chew on it and pass away.
That's key.
And then
stink the joint out for weeks.
Where do I go there?
Oh.
So I need some help. Give me some help, family.
You need a pet wrangler. You need a rat wrangler. You need a wildlife inspector.
Wildlife inspector.
You know a few mates who do this kind of thing.
Yeah, I might have to make some.
Didn't you used to do this in a past life? Well, get up there
cooked.
And get into it.
No, but I'm cooked, family. No, I'm not going back up there. It's too dark.
Borrow some utensils. So, yeah, well, I think family 1-3-3-5-3, jump on Twitter.
Yeah.
Order of play here.
Noises. There might be a ghost. Oh. I don't know, Lou.
Yeah. I'd hate for you to be seen playing with a bit of clay in Ghost. I'd hate to see that.
So there you go.
Oda May.
Oda May.
I'm intrigued with this. This
All
is
right.
great.
There All you right. go. Noises.
All
About
right.
2:30 every morning during the night, I'm hearing noises.
It's got to be. Is it? Possum like.
No, no, no. There's a lot of scratching, a lot
mice.
Of laughing in there.
Well, there's big mice plague coming
oh,
over.
Oh, don't tell
on
Mary
the peninsula,
that.
There is.
Oh, no.
Are they starting to stink? Is there any pellets anywhere? Any odours?
I've been trying to find droppings.
Oh.
So there you go. Jeez. That's what I'm up against.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's why I'm grumpy. I'm not getting my sleep.
Jeez.
Here they come.
Well, turning a bad situation into a good situation.
Here they come.
You know when you are awoken at around 2:30?
Yeah.
The old Chinese dentist. Instead of them doing the knocking and you tapping on the door, you might turn to mother and go, let's make the best of a bad situation. And you might be able to scare them out of the cavities.
Why isn't Matt going up there and have a look?
No, scare them out with a bit of noise, a bit of love making of your own.
No,
that
All right,
I would like to hear. All right, well, stay tuned. If you've got any ideas, send them through. It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis.
Where's Steve Irwin?
You are no Steve Irwin, are you? Bear Grylls? Nah, you got none of that going for you at all.
I need gloves.
The rush hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M, live from Adelaide Oval.
We're live at Adelaide Oval and we need your help, family. Jars, instead of hearing and seeing dead people, he's hearing noises in the middle of the night. Something's happening in the walls. Some kind of vermin, some kind of varmints are up to no good. And he needs your help on Twitter. Lockie came in with, maybe it's the ghost of the 93 prelim.
Oh, Lockie.
Maybe it's Blighty reminding Jars he was right. Or maybe it's Rat, Rory Atkins, roaming around in long sleeves.
Oh,
cut
they're
off.
Good, they're good.
All right. Got any phones?
Yes, we're going to go to Jimmy of Morford Vale. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you? How are you doing?
Help us out, Jimmy.
Well, as a fellow middle-aged man of grand proportions, I can commiserate with your situation, buddy, but I think you've got something available to you that you need to unleash, all right, my friend?
Yeah.
I think what you need to do is get the ladder, get your bathrobe on, get up there nice and quiet, get up the ladder, get into the roof, and as the scratching and the noises are going on, make one big Andrew Jarman jump into the middle with your big voice and go, ta-da! Pull the bathrobe back, and anything within about a metre to 2 metre radius, seeing that quality body, would be sure to be dead within a heartbeat, problem solved, game over, back to the job.
Oh, Jimmy.
Tell you what, Jimmy, I'm loving it, and even a play on that would be, Jimmy, come with me here, maybe let's set the trap with the big long plums. Let's dangle the plums in there first to see if we can get a little nibble and know what we're working with.
Don't you use apples to get possums?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. But, I mean, you know, like, I've sort of got this picture of a naked Uncle Fester in the roof. Mate, nothing's going to survive that.
Oh, I can see it now. The plums are stuck between the rafters and they're getting stretched and stretched. And then he turns to the possum and says, "How do you like them apples?"
Good on you, Jimmy. It's Kimmy of St. Mary's. G'day, Kim.
Hello.
Kim, can you help Andrew out, please?
Yeah, you can get these, like, sonic devices that you can put in your roof.
Ooh.
And they put, like, some sort of sonic through the wiring or something, and they get rid of vermin.
Gee.
Oh, Kim. So where do I go? Do, like, a Dick Smith or something like that?
I think so, but there is no Dick Smith anymore. He went bankrupt.
Oh, right.
But my boss got them, so he's
sorry,
told me
you're
I had
still
to
in
give
the
you a
1980s.
Call.
Apologies.
Yeah, I know. So maybe try the internet or Bunnings.
Done.
But you can definitely get them.
Let's hope that doesn't upset the dogs.
Prize, please, Sean.
Absolutely. What about a $50 Samtas seafood voucher? How's
like
that?
A sonic device there, Luke.
Yeah.
I'll look into that one.
You could. The other option is just sell up and move out.
Mark of Redwood Park. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys? All right?
Very good, Mark. Can you help out Jars with his predicament?
Yeah, Lou. I've got a bit of a backstory on Jars's vermin experiment.
Pest controller.
Yes, as a pest controller. He used to be sent out on jobs when he was a young fella doing a bit of pest control, and the problem was he didn't go up high. He actually used to go down under the floorboards, and when they couldn't find him for a while, they'd find out that he was under there reading magazines.
I wasn't reading I fell asleep once.
Magazines.
I did.
Kipping.
I got the mail from the boss himself. He told us one day there up in the gully, and old Jars was... used to get under the boards. I'll go under there and a magazine in the back pocket. And now I'll have a couple of guards. I'll go.
Any idea what that fetish is called?
I know the name of the magazine, but I don't think I can.
I need help about my cavity wall.
Tell you what that says. There's a bloke comfortable in his own skin. That is outstanding.
No, it's not.
Thank you very much, family.
Good on you, Mark.
Are you going to go into the roof?
No, I'm no.
You'll have to.
No.
At some point.
No.
In fact, I
made a decision.
You should send Maz up. She's only protected.
Nah, Maz. Oh, poor old man.
What about your son,
Stephen? He's never home.
Well, get him over under the false economy of a roast.
Well, I'm going to go and find out with this sonic device. I like that idea.
What, don't want to hurt animals? What, drive him into next door?
Yeah.
Maybe just into another room.
There could be hundreds of them in there, Lou.
Mate, you're
it could be a rat nest.
Murph, I don't know why we didn't think of this at the start. He's the Pied Piper. Get your little flute out, Jazz. Get your flute out, mate. Right. And away you go.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Don't forget the quiz either, Murph. That's coming up real soon too. A chance to win $1,000 kickstart your Thursday night. Hey, just had another tweet come through from Lockie. Just read Jars and the
noises.
The noises at home. Oh, it's now obvious. It's Tex and Crouchy looking for the... Looking for the roast. Jars keeps promising.
That's brilliant.
I don't mind that. Well played, Lockie. Righto, get your thoughts on this, Jars. Former Fremantle coach, Chris Connolly, says we need to restructure the Brownlow medal. It's got to be changed. It's outdated because it doesn't give key position players any chance of winning. And it also has to be taken out of umpires' hands. His suggestion is, and it's working ideas of maybe a best small defender, a best key defender, a best key forward, a best small forward, and maybe an inside or outside mid. They're all not set in stone, but the idea being is that the Brownlow has become outdated in the sense you can only win it if you're a midfielder, and that's pretty much a given. I think we all nearly agree on that. And others deserve recognition in the sense that just because you're best on ground doesn't mean you're three times better than the bloke that got one vote. Do you know what I mean? And the one vote's always seen to fall to, hey, geez, that defender did a great job tonight, or that forward who played a role and said he had 12 scoring assists and kicked two goals and had 28, he's only going to get one as well. So what are your thoughts?
Can I throw this at you, mate?
Yeah.
As we know, it's 3-2-1 votes.
Yep.
Okay? So normally the best player would get the three votes, and as you just mentioned, it's always the midfielder, 99% of it. Why don't we just have 3-3-3? So the umpires give three votes for a defender, three votes for a mid, and three votes for a key forward or a forward. Small, tall, don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's too many awards if you're going to go.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And then at the end of the year, you're going to have your best defender, your best mid, and your best forward.
The catch then is, what about the guys that rotate through everywhere? And the confusion that reigns. What, was he playing defence today, or was he more midfield? You know, you got to come off afterwards. Yeah. I think you got to leave the Brownlow. Steeped in tradition, it's too late to change. It is what it is. You know what I mean? And until you educate the umpires differently, in terms of,
but should the umpires give the 3-2-1?
Yeah, well, that's probably the area where we need to play in.
I don't. Think
I think the media awards are the area that we probably tiptoe around first.
Yeah. Okay.
Because again, they reward numbers. Everybody gives votes off stats.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane. You only got to look at it. If Danger's winning the Brownlow, he's winning 7 out of the 9 media awards, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so that's where we're all besotted with midfield. So papers, radio, everything else, maybe they're the ones to lead the change. Go, all right, we're going to have a best defender. We're going to have a best forward for the year.
Best mid.
And you set your own guidelines. But you give recognition to guys because Eddie Betts's stellar season of 70 goals, Eddie got what? I'm guessing 12 or 15 Brownlow votes. Never in the hunt.
Yeah, nah.
But he was clearly the best forward of the competition.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to win a Coleman to be the best forward because it's all about goal assists and forward play and everything else you do. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do.
I just reckon that's unfair because at the end of the day, you go, we've got one Brownlow medalist and that's great. Mm. But what about all these other guys like an Alex Rance? Where they're kudos. Yes, you get all Australian stuff, but you don't get to be the best point guard. You don't get to be the best sixth man. You don't get to be the best wide receiver. You don't get to be the best running back. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And Alex Rance being the best key defender in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Clearly head and above the shoulders of any other defender. Yet, is he a better player than Paddy Dangerfield?
Yeah, well, it depends. You ask that football club, they'd say probably yeah.
Yeah,
to them, absolutely. So, I don't know. A good thought starter by, I reckon, Chris Connolly there.
Good debate.
All right. Ooh, I like it. Adelaide Oval family. Jars and Louis live ahead of the Hawthorn Adelaide Crows clash.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Yeah, we sure are. And we're live at Adelaide Oval. Big game of football tonight. Thursday night footy. And we have the Adelaide Crows taking on the Hawthorn Football Club. Tell you what today is. It's Bruce McAvaney's birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Macca. He'll arrive soon.
The great man.
Great man's birthday.
This centre that we're sitting in, our commentary box here, should be the KG and Bruce McAvaney Media Centre, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
George and Bruce.
Two of the greats of South Australian in terms of the media.
Absolutely. No argument here, mate. BT to come. Yeah. Benny Eichen to recap last night's State of Origin Rugby League game. Unbelievable game. And Matty Clark, assistant coach at Adelaide Crows, just before we get out of here tonight, just to give us a little update ahead of the big clash. Some great news happening here too. Brad Ebert, very close to re-signing.
Excellent.
For a couple more years at Port Adelaide, having a great season at the moment. If you missed it, AFLX. That's the hybrid game, 7-a-side on a soccer pitch, coming in September, would you believe?
Only for the teams that are not participating in the final series, Lou. Yeah,
nickname for it, loser ball. That's what they're calling it. And boy, have the family come hard for you, your pest issue out at home.
Yep, in the cavity wall.
Got a tweet from Matty. He sent that the Sonic Rays. Here it is, Jars. Yeah. For you only, Pest Repeller Ultimate AT.
Oh.
Prevent insects and rodents from adding to your busy lifestyle. Plug it in and forget it. Save your time for your home and family. No toxic chemicals, poisons or traps. Special bundle pricing.
Yeah,
72.28 for you. Get this, though. Yeah. The Repeller is our newest and strongest pest repeller yet with tremendous ion-pumping power, louder ultrasonic waves.
Oh, boy.
Schools, hotels, customers worldwide enjoy an environment free of cockroaches, mice, silverfish, bedbugs, centipedes, scorpions and fat lard.
I'm gone then.
I may have added that last. Right, let's try and give away some cash in the quiz.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
Thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters.
Tell you what, the Ultimate AT's high pressure transducer juice. No, I'm not making that up. Delivers powerful ultrasonic frequencies up to, 465 squares.
Good blimey.
That's awesome. You're going to get onto this.
No, I'm going to have a look at it tonight.
That is because you don't like killing animals.
No, not at all.
You're loving
it.
Who's playing the quiz tonight?
Well, we're going to go to Golden Grove and sell out to Matty. G'day, Matty. Thanks, old nod.
Thanks, boys. How are we?
Very good, Matty. The Automasters Lifeline, you're all good with that?
We are, yep.
All right, 60 seconds, 10 questions, 9 in reality. Don't know them, say pass so we can get back to them. Give yourself plenty of time. All the best of luck. Time will start at the end of the first question, which will be asked by Juice.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, Matty. What round of AFL footy is this round? Is it round 12? Is it 13 or 14?
Round 14.
Which Crows player has been dropped from this week's side?
Pass.
Name the Indian cricket coach who has been sacked by Virat Kohli.
Auto Masters.
Ooh, which player is playing game number 300 this weekend in the AFL?
Gary Ablett.
Which AFL player from the GWS football side has given away the most free kicks this year, Matty Boy?
Ooh, pass.
Who are the Socceroos playing next in the Confederation Cup?
Cameroon.
Which power player wears the proud number one jumper?
Travis Boak.
Which Richmond player leads the competition for most marks inside 50? Which Tiger?
Say that again, sorry, Louis.
Which Richmond player leads the competition for most marks inside 50?
Well.
Who won last night's league a State of Origin match?
Queensland.
Name two Hawthorn players with the first name Luke.
Hodge and Bruce.
Which Crows player has been dropped from this week's side? It's Day, and then there's...
Nah.
Day, then...
Oh, no. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Not the now.
Not the new.
Close.
One, two, three, four.
Five, six, seven, eight. Correct. Oh,
pretty well played, Matty. $80 coming your way. Auto Masters you threw in there, Anil Kumble. He had a fallout with Virat Kohli, that is the Indian coach who has been sacked. Riley Knight's the Crows player that got dropped. There's Dave and there's
boys.
Knight. And
80 bucks better than nothing.
It certainly is.
Look at
what a great attitude. And so respectful, not trying to do gags pre-quiz.
The boys failed, so I thought I'd leave it.
And the GWS player who's given away the most free kicks in the comp this year is the Big Mummy.
The Big Munster.
Big Shane Mumford. Well played, Matty. $80.
Good on you,
thanks,
mate.
Boys. Thank you. See ya.
Everybody else, it is back again tomorrow, one final time. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
The one and only Bristol, Brian Taylor's coming up next on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, we're live at Adelaide Oval.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
They've gone bananas! They're on fire here! An absolute ripper! Boy, what about that? Goodness gracious me! They've gone berserk! Bloody hell! Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
The great man joins us, our favourite segment on the Rush Hour on a Thursday. We've had First Class Gate with Brian having the head down, not acknowledging the players. We've had Mrs. Bristle in the car in recent weeks. Yeah. What are we going to get this week? Bris, welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, boys.
Good to have you, Bris.
Bristle, did you enjoy the All-Australian
Hall of Fame night here in Adelaide the other night?
Hall of Fame's a great night. Those that are inducted and then the legend aspect on top of that with Malcolm Blight, it's a wonderful night. Then you even look at those in the audience and it's just amazing. You just go, well, you know, why can't I be there? Why wasn't I invited as a guest or something like that? Then you see some people that you think, what the hell are they doing there? There's shots of people there that probably shouldn't be there. But
probably some of our staff members, Bristol.
Yeah, and then you see the big wide shot of the room and you go, where is this? In a post office somewhere? It's in such a small room.
Clip.
Gee, look at that stage.
Bristol, what was wrong with the stage?
Small.
Maybe it was an intimate gathering, Bris. Maybe an intimate gathering.
The stage shook when they walked on it. When they had more than three people on it, it looked like the others were going to fall off.
Oh, no.
It was nothing more than you'd get at your local sportsman's night.
Right.
God, that's all a right. Clip.
Moving on. Yes, okay. Now we know where that's it. Bristol, AFL have announced AFLX is coming. It's happening in September. It's going to involve the teams that aren't playing in finals. I'm going to lead you off with this. I'm going to say it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
No.
Considering surgeries are happening to players, teams are out of it.
Now listen, Louis, before you go too far.
This
now
is
listen,
good.
Don't start chewing off my point.
Oh.
Now look, AFLX. Yes. So we can't get State of Origin up.
No.
And why can't we get State of Origin up?
Clubs.
The reason being is the clubs don't want their players to play. That's the real reason.
Yep.
I think the players actually want to play. So why the hell are they going to go and play AFLX? Is Collingwood going to allow Scott Penderby to go and play AFLX and risk the main part of the year coming up the following year in some operation just for the promotion of the game?
Oh, you two are pessimistic. Give it a go. It's something new for our code of football.
Hey, Jazz.
I love the concept.
Timing
is cooked. No worries. The concept's great.
Yep.
But guess what? Who's going to play?
Yeah, Jazz.
Well, they'll get the best players from the sides that didn't participate in the finals.
So, Jazz, you're coaching Adelaide. You're telling me now that you're going to allow Rory Sloane to go and play in the AFLX
and risk injury for something that goes for 1 or 2 days and means nothing.
Absolutely. No. Why
I'm
not?
Flabbergasted.
Development of his craft.
No, shut up.
Enough of our game.
I'll tell you now, in a day or two that it's run over, there will be injuries.
Yep.
And there will be at least, just the law of averages says that there'll be 1 or 2 big injuries. Mm. There'll be an injury.
Yeah, and
that will be the end of it.
And there's injuries in State of Origin too.
And that's one of the reasons it's not played anymore.
That's exactly what we're saying. Yeah.
Well, no harm in trying it.
Righto, Bruce. Moving on. Players having to apologise to the playing group. Zach Jones was, I don't know whether he was forced to, he did, apologising for their behaviour. Now, Zach Jones, a little hard nut, as hard as a cat's head. He's going to get an indiscretion from time to time. Going cap in hand to your teammates, Bruce, is that where it's at these days?
What did he do?
Oh, he whacked a bloke off the footy. He got done on some binocular camera by the match review panel that no one else could see. But apparently they've got the ability to blow footage up and see it clearly.
That's staggering because we haven't seen it.
Exactly.
And normally the AFL are willing to show us. It's a staggering decision based on the footage they've got to make that decision.
I agree.
Incredible decision. And by the way, Jamesy doesn't need to apologise to anyone. His teammates need to go up and say, well done, mate. You're playing in the spirit that we want you to play.
Yeah.
You're playing hard, physical football, and we're going to win no matter what. And we're not going to take a backward step anywhere. All this bullshit about people apologising and carrying on and, you know, what was it? You know, it just goes on. It's just nonsense.
Like it. Well, he's up and about today.
Hey, Bristol, should Nathan Buckley apologise to the media in general for having a bit of a crack at him the other night on footy?
And my oath he should.
Why?
My oath he
Why?
Should. He said these things just to encapsulate what went on.
Yes.
I don't trust the media. Secondly, we prefer our media department to supply all news.
Oh, that
was
crap.
He doesn't like media guys becoming personalities. Fourth, not fair that his players are doorstopped. All right, let's stick them up one at a time.
Yep.
I don't trust the media. So he doesn't trust me.
No.
No, Bucks. Is this against all the media? Just come out and say it's Robbo if it's Robbo you don't trust.
Yeah.
Don't throw the blanket over oars.
Good.
We prefer our media department to do the to break all the news at Collingwood. So just tell me how this would have been written.
Yeah.
The Gubby Allen story. The Lock and Key story. The Nick Malthouse story.
Yep.
Would we have got any of that news? Far from it.
Yep.
Not under the Kim Jong-un regime that Bucks wants to run out of Phnom Penh over there.
He's on fire.
He doesn't like the media guys becoming personalities.
Mm.
Well,
yep.
Guess what?
Mm.
We have to become personalities because we get so little from the clubs.
Yep.
It is absolutely... Give us more Bucks and we will step aside.
He was one
and
once too, Bristol.
That he's... No, hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Not fair that he and his players are doorstopped.
Mm.
What a load of crap. Mm. The players can't handle a question. How's your leg today?
Yeah.
You think you'll play next week? They can't stop and say, look, no comment today.
Yeah.
Or, look, haven't got the results on my scans. Happy to talk to you after. Mm. They can't say any of that crap. This is bizarre behaviour. And guess what? If and when Bucks was to either retire or be alleviated of his job,
guess what?
Do you reckon he'll end up?
Next to you.
Next to you or in Channel 9.
Come on. Now, listen to me very, very carefully. Get a personality.
Yeah.
And those that have personalities around you, don't subdue them. Bring their personality out.
Let them
breathe. Let them be the people that they want to be. And you'll find you'll have a better footy club.
Well said, Bristol.
Tell you what,
spot on.
We're going to a song. So sit tight, Bris. Enjoy the music. And we'll be back shortly. It's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louie and the one and only BT on 104.7 Triple M. The big man is still here. Righto, Bris. Let's talk about it. Record money's gone through. We've got the 6-year deal. It's the bajillion dollars. And there is no set agreement anywhere to be read, mate, for greater media access to the players. Your thoughts?
Now, this is unbelievable. $2.5 billion from one revenue source, and all they've got to do is supply us the game and the access to be able to broadcast the game, and they're still bucking up over that. I want to give you an example of what we're confronted with every week. When I do my roaming thing in the rooms and got to go through the media department, they come to me and say, look, you can't speak to him because he's got a broken toe, and this guy's done his hamstring, and that guy's got a sore lip, and this guy's a bit shy. So you can't have any of those guys.
Mm.
But tell me how this works. It was either last year or the year before. The Formula One Grand Prix here in Melbourne. Fernando Alonso, the great champion that he is, the world champion, goes flying through the air, spinning and catapulting his car to near death. He somehow walks out of the car after almost dying And 15 minutes later, what do you reckon he's doing? He is doing an international press conference to the world about what just happened.
Yes, beautiful.
Our coaches, don't worry about the media departments. They're happy to supply media stuff. It's the coaches that control the media departments. Yet we can't talk to a guy that's got a twinge in the hammy or a broken finger because he's in too much pain. Yet Fernando Alonso
nearly died.
Launch himself into outer space and nearly kill himself. And 15 minutes later, he addresses the world. What is going on with our sport that when you pay $2.5 billion, you've got these people called coaches who won't allow, and I'm telling you now, it's not the media departments. The media departments are friendly, cooperative, and they love to try and get things out. It's the coaches who control the media departments that aren't allowing them to do things. It's a joke.
Bristol tonight, Hawthorn take on the Adelaide Crows. What do you expect from the Hawthorn Footy Club, knowing that Clarko's already come out and said, we're not playing finals this year?
Not much. They've got a lot of good players back, three or four really good players back, I see. But, look, they've lost three of their last four. Adelaide are going to win, and they're going to win easily and comfortably. That's what I expect to happen tonight.
I love it when he gets like this, because I'm going to play something from last week, Bruce, where you got a bit prickly
listen
with
this,
me.
Bristol.
Just have a listen.
Can the Doggies recapture any kind of form against Melbourne, who I reckon got an enormous amount of belief?
Oh, the Bulldogs will win this game really comfortably and easily.
Bruce,
so
now listen,
you got that wrong.
You do eight tips a week,
yep.
Right? Or was it nine? I can't remember now.
Nine.
How many things are nine. Nine tips a week. No one gets nine correct. If you had have asked me my other eight, you would have found out that I got eight correct.
Yeah. I just
and one wrong.
Just thought it was the demeanour that you dished it out and just suggested that the Dogs were going to do it easy, and it was the other way around.
Well, Melbourne surprised me, and I'm still not a wrap on Melbourne.
Hey, Bruce, last one for you. Chris Connolly threw it out there, suggesting that maybe we need some more awards recognising the positional play, because the Brownlow has become so one-sided when it comes to midfielders. It's a midfield award. All the media awards are now just basically midfields awards, that maybe it's time on the night of nights to recognise whether it be best tall defender, small defender, same with the forwards and maybe the inside-outside mids, just giving more recognition and a chance for other people to be recognised other than the bloody midfield.
Well, you're a bit like the left-wing primary school teacher.
I'm only throwing it out there, Bruce. Don't tell
everyone to take home the trophy. The time is turning up.
Jeez, you're quick
Guess what? There's a Brownlow. Guess what? There's a Coleman. Guess what? There's a Norm Smith. Guess what? There's a thing called the All-Australian, which rewards every position in the competition. How many more prizes do you want?
Just wondering.
Everyone's getting rewarded. There are too many trophies. Let's trim them back. Let's trim them back. Let's have less awards. I'm now working you out, Louis. You are a real left-wing sort of operator that just wants everyone to be
you're a lefty. Loony lefty.
Right now, Bruce, I'm taking massive offence and questioning and looking at our contract agreement.
Mate, I'll keep you, Bristol.
If there's one bloke in town who goes nuts over everybody receiving a trophy, everybody getting an award, it's me, my friend. So do not put me into that bracket right now. In fact, I totally agree with you. We only need one award, and that's it. All right?
See you, boys.
Have a great weekend, Bristol. The one and only BT on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Slater to Morgan. Flick pass. Gagai is over.
There it is.
Gagai goes in to score. It's 16-all. Gagai has scored his seventh Origin try.
Righto, Jars, a magic game of Origin last night, and joining us from Fox Sports, he's the man in charge of NRL 360 tonight, 7:30. You can catch on Fox League with Benny Eichen, Paul Kent, Kevvy Walters and Laurie Daly. All the fallout from Origin is the one and only Benny Eichen. Benny, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, James. Thanks for having me. You've caught me on a good day, being a Queenslander. We are basking in the glory of miracles.
Benny, did you see it coming? Did you see it coming? There were 10 dead. Like,
was there golden light
that was
out there
gone
last night, Benny? Was there a miracle?
Gone at halftime, Queensland were?
I saw the victory coming. I didn't see it coming in that form. I was fairly confident the changes Kevvy Walters had made We're going to make Queensland a better side. And not to mention, we welcome back a couple of legends of our game, Jonathan Thurston and Billy Slater. It's just become a habit for these champions. Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston, Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater have learnt the art of closing out big matches. And that's what they did last night.
Benny, no disrespect to the Queenslanders, and they were outstanding. Joey Johns suggested, and I think even Gal, Paul Gallen via Triple M on Twitter, said it was the dumbest second half of football they'd ever seen.
Well, I don't agree with that because I think Jonathan Thurston carried that shoulder injury expertly throughout the contest. So what he did was effectively when the ball was on the right side of the field for New South Wales, he'd hide himself on the wing. So it was hard to get to him. So if you move significantly away from the game plan that was working for you in the view that you're just going to target one player.
Riveting to watch and looking forward to Game 3. Now, Benny, can I just jump on to the game coming here, Adelaide Oval?
How good.
The rugby's coming to one of the great venues around the country. Now, the Sydney Roosters take on the Melbourne Storm. What can we expect us Adelaideans on Saturday night?
It'll be a great game. It's 1v2 in the NRL. The Roosters have done enormously well this year to get themselves off the bottom of the ladder. They finished 15th of 16 teams in 2016.
Oh,
Storm just keep doing what the Storm do. They're the most consistent team we've had in our competition for the best part of the last decade. And Adelaide fans are going to be treated to some sort of spectacle. I'm tipping the Roosters and watch it be a great game.
Tell you what, Storm were impressive though the other week, Benny, without the Origin Stars and with the Golden Point win. So it's going to be a cracking contest. The other reason I got you on, Benny, I need you to explain something to us. It's foreign in our code, and we get tempted every year when the bye rounds come around about player transfer, trade windows. You guys obviously have the ability to sign players and announce during the season, but with Nate Miles leaving Manly and going to Melbourne Storm and being able to play when he's fit, how does that work and what are the repercussions when it comes to salary cap? That seems to be the big one we can't get our heads around.
You've got to have the space, firstly, if you're the Melbourne Storm. Yep. And I think the only way that Melbourne would have been able to find a spot for Nate Miles was because the Manly Seagulls would still be paying some of Nate Miles' contract. So yep. I think Nate wanted to move to Melbourne for family reasons. The Manly Seagulls obviously saw Nate having his best days behind him, so they're happy to let him go. But Manly would still be paying this year for some of Nate Miles' contract at the Melbourne Storm for the remainder of 2017. So, you know, the Storm could have picked Nate up for 50 grand. So they'll whack him in on the list. He'll give them some depth because they lost a young forward at the start of the year, Christian Welsh, who was an important part of their roster. But that's how it works. I like the free flowing and fluid player transfer system we've got. While we hear some complaints about, you know, clubs that lose players and fans get upset when they see them go, on the other side, what it allows is for fans to get excited and build hope around the player that's arriving. So it's it works both ways.
Beautifully explained, mate. All right, next Origin, Wednesday the 21st of July at Suncorp. That is just going to be out and out. Huge.
Go the Maroons.
Absolutely. Wally statue, better buff it up, mate. Get it all ready out there.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me, eh?
No, it was great. Benny Eichen there. NRL 360. Catch all the action tonight, 7:30 on Fox Lee. Benny Eichen, Paul Kent, Kevy Walters. The most comprehensive Origin review you'll ever see. Loz will be flat as. Thanks, Benny.
See you, Ben.
See you, guys.
Bye. Righto, Juice, big game of footy not far away now. Crowd starting to build down here at Adelaide Oval, and we are joined by the Crows assistant, good friend of ours, the Doc, Matt Clark. Doc, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Matty. Mate, we are good. One change. Lukey Brown is back after that cheekbone injury. That is a nice end to have, and the unlucky one again, Riley Knight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Brownie comes back in. He's right to go. And yeah, Knight is probably pretty stiff, but he's going to be a big part of the back half of the year. We've got that situation where players are in pretty good form, and he's just the unfortunate one this week.
Matty, have you sat down with the boys or Pikey? Because as you know, as a player, former player, when you have a bye, your mindset sometimes not 100%.
Yeah, this week's a bit different. I think having the Thursday night game has probably played in our advantage in some ways because the break hasn't been as long as if you played on a Saturday and waited till a Saturday or Sunday. So we had 4 days off for the players, and that was pretty much straight after the last match. And then we've had a kind of a normal week from there on. So hopefully that won't be an issue, mate.
No Josh Gibson for them, but coming back into some really handy names. Luke Hodge, Luke Bruce, Grant Birchall, and Ryan Showmakers gets back in for his second game after round one. They may be a bit tricky early on because they're wounded, and Clarko has admitted in the press this week that finals are off the agenda, but that might be a nice little one just to prick their pride.
Yeah, it might be a bit of a smokescreen there from the Hawthorn coach. It's it's a season where I don't think you'd rule yourself out even if you're at 4-8. It's you know, 6-6 is in the 8 at the moment. So it's going to be a great game. As you mentioned, those four ins are pretty significant for them. And you know, they're a champion team, so we've got to be prepared for them to be at their best.
The boys have been consistent this year, Matty, and obviously the three losses you learn from your losses in today's game of football. What's the area that you boys want to focus on tonight against Hawthorn, a wounded Hawthorn? Is it the fast start? Is it just consistent at the contested ball? Your tackling?
Bit of all that. Yeah, I think it's one of those years. I mean, we've been copping a little bit of flack, but. At the same time, we've played, you know, pretty good footy for 9 out of 12 weeks, which is as good as anyone going. So I think you focus on what you've done really well. You certainly acknowledge that, you know, we need to bring a level of intensity. But if we do that, there's a pretty high level of confidence that we'll be able to perform pretty well.
Doc, they're highly skilled when they're up and about. The match earlier this year, they owned the ball for a quarter. You couldn't get off them. So you went to the air and with great success in that game at the MCG. Your number one contested footy there, number 18. So I would suggest that hands on it first will mean things go your way. But we saw last week, I reckon, with Brisbane Lions that teams that come over here and try and play at a tempo as opposed to the fast pace with both you and Port Adelaide seem to do much better. So are you expecting the Hawks to have that little go slow mentality, just chip it around and own the footy again?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one. Historically, that's been their mode. I mean, they've won premierships being 18th with contested possessions because they use it so well. But in their last game against Gold Coast, they actually started to move it a bit more with a bit more freedom, a bit quicker, use a bit more handball. So we're a little uncertain which way they're going to fly. But I guess it's a matter of us once again getting back to what we do really well and creating a level of pressure, whether they're trying to kick it or whether they're trying to handball through us. That means they can't get it forward. So, in answer to your question, don't have the answer, but we'll wait and see, and we'll be prepared for both.
Hey, Doc, you spend most of your night down there on the boundary line. What are the key things that allow you or let you know that the boys are on?
Yeah, well, I've actually meandered back up into the nice, warm,
oh, dear. Well seats, done.
Like your good self.
Yes.
I actually don't know if it's well done. It's kind of, I agree that...
Different world?
when you're down at ground level, you've got a pretty good connection with what the intensity of the game. And I think from deck three, it can be a lot easier than when you see it up close and personal. So just keep that in mind if they make a few blues tonight, mate. Just go easy. Remember, it's a pretty tough game. You all played one.
Yeah, it's hard to remember too at times when you're sitting up on deck three, deck five. We had Scotty Thompson up last week and he's sort of looking and goes, oh, so that's what you're talking about, you blokes. He said, yeah, it looks bloody real easy. Doc, thank you so much for your time. Big game of footy because you've got a big month coming up and can set yourselves up really, really well, mate. Good luck tonight.
Should be a really good night and enjoy it.
We shall, mate.
See you, mate.
And you won't need the winter woolly, so well done to you. Final siren, Juice. Well
good
played
stuff
today. Of course, big game of footy tonight. The Hawks and taking on the Camrys. Lovely boys.
Beautiful conditions, Danny. Oh, I love it here.
I love it. You know, I think Brian. I think BT, who was on earlier, has got a little bit of competition when it comes to the old walking Brian
didn't
type number. What about you just doing your walkabouts down here today?
Goodness me.
Inspecting all
didn't
stuff.
He just clip everyone?
He
and he was,
did.
Mate, I agreed. I totally agree with him.
And you changed your tune from hour one to hour two, didn't you? Check it out, the podcast, triplem.com.au. Triplem, a rockin' footy from 6:30. Right, so don't go anywhere. Big game of footy tonight. Now the moment of truth. Because where are we going now?
We're going straight to Channel 7's Bruce Abernethy for all the teams.
Take it away, Ab.
Go, Abs!